The wandering sloth dreams of reaching dry land. Until then, he grips on to what he can, treetops far above the sturdy branches he'd prefer to hang from. Swiveling his head 270 degrees, a trick made possible by his extra cervical vertebrae, the sloth checks out his new habitat and spots a female. Sloths only frequent trees with leaves they like to eat, and they hate competing for food. One of them has to go. Higher in the tree, the male is set on staying put, so the female heads back down. The male enjoys his victory and the leaves, but dry land is still a long way off. He won't stay in this temporary refuge for long. The female sets off in search of a new tree, loaded down with a bundle that heightens her survival instincts. Less than a month old, her baby feeds on his mother's milk. The infant acts as an extension of the mother's body, holding on tight with his remarkably strong arms. Sloths and water go well together. The animal's hair runs from its belly toward its back, so rain easily trickles off when it hangs out in the trees. When in water, the sloth's clumsiness vanishes. Over generations of yearly flooding, they've learned to adapt to the aquatic environment.